This is a HeadGum Original.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Stella back to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Oh my God, I am gagged. You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast in the goddamn world. No one else thought of this. We're doing a podcast about Drag Race. Have you heard of Drag Race? And today, holy shit, I'm pretty starstruck. I'm here with a girl. Some people call her the Tuck. Some people call her Plastic. Some people even call Shade, but I like to call her Trinity the Tuck. Trinity the Tuck, how the fuck are you?
Hey, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh my God, bitch. Her name is Trinity, and can't you see? She's got a lot of plastic parts up in thee. And tis the season.
More to add to the pile.
Okay. Let's get right into it. Talk to me. I am a plastic surgery hopeful.
Okay.
Do you talk about what you want to get, or would you just give me like counsel on what to look for when I'm looking to get surgery?
I think what I'm very open. So if you have questions, I'm going to answer them. I think to me, some people are so anti plastic surgery because they're like, oh, you should just love yourself the way, you know, you're made. I'm like, no. When you buy a house and you don't like something, you're going to renovate it. Why not? Your face.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like we're almost in like fourth wave self-love. I made that up, but like there's a version of, it doesn't mean you love yourself any less to be like, yeah, I love myself and I love myself enough to say, I want to try something new.
I think that if you want to change something, that's none of anybody else's business. If I didn't ask for anybody's opinion on how many nose jobs I should have. Okay. At this point, it's a nose career. So, you know, if I want another one, let me have it.
Well, do you talk about what you want to get, or are you?
Oh, I'm coming up on 40. So she wants, you know, a little lower face.
A pullback.
Nice lift.
You look amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel good. You know, even with wanting stuff done, you know, you're never going to be 100% happy with anything, I don't think. So you do have to find self-love in there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you have the money and you want to tweak a couple of things here and there, I don't see anything wrong with that.
What led you to taking the Dolly Parton approach to plastic surgery? I mean, and by that, I mean like, bitch, I got plastic surgery. What's up?
You know, I think some people are just so afraid of being judged because people are so judgmental about that sort of thing. And which I find so weird. I find it weird that people are so obsessed with what other people are doing to themselves when it's not hurting them. It's not hurting anybody else. Let people live their life. If they want a snake, let them turn into a snake.
It's all made up. Our lives are made up. And that's a beautiful thing because it means that none of this matters. And if you want to do something funny to make yourself happy, fucking do it.
I agree 100%.
Like the world is so absurd. Okay, I have a million questions. Uh-oh, sorry, you cut in and out. Say again.
No, I was just saying, I totally agree.
When's the last time you knocked over a glass of water with your ass?
You know, I am very coordinated other than that. And there have been many of side tables, me trying to scooch by that it'll in the whole entire centerpiece is gone. I don't know if it just has a mind of its own, if it's, you know, grabbing at things for help, but it definitely...
It's trying to escape?
It's trying to escape. It's like, help me, it's grabbing anything. And don't put anything near it. It will be lost, okay?
Oh, that's fucking funny. I love it. Trinity, well, we're not just here to talk about your ass. We are here to talk about this awesome new book and audio book thing that you dropped. You already dropped it, called Trinity Ruins Christmas the Musical. Will you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came out with a book that you can actually buy that has this, and then also a musical version of that you can listen to on your favorite streaming service called Trinity Ruins Christmas. And it's basically an updated drag version of A Christmas Carol with characters like Scrooge, which is played by Trinity. And then there's some fun characters that might pop up from Drag Race that I've done either in Snatch Game or like the nun, Sister Mary Koontz, who's the illustrator. And then we also have some fabulous features like Alaska. We have Ginger Minj.
Ooh.
Manila Luzon.
Oh, I know her. I've heard of her.
Yeah. Aria B. Cassadine. Jimbo. Work. It's just been such a fun project to do. And I'm so thankful that these girls were a part of it. They've done so fabulous with it.
It's so cool that you decided to do this. Like, what made you go, this is one of my next projects? What led to the creation of it?
It actually all started with, I have a Christmas song that I came out with a couple of years ago called Trinity Ruins Christmas. Like a traditional like drag rap, just something fun. It's like an anti-Christmas, even though Christmas is my favorite holiday, but I just wanted something different because everybody comes out with like jingle bells and you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, but I wanted
nuts.
Different. And then,
get
so
these
I was thinking,
nuts away from this fire.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but I was like, let me reinvent it. And so it turned into, let's turn it into a Broadway style song to let's create an entire story around this. And so that's what happened.
I love it. I fucking love it. I love Christmas too. And I just love that. Like there's so many, really the drag community, it sounds so corny. I've said it before. I'll say it again, but like the drag community creating content for Christmas and the holidays is so cool and important. And because so many people like, have to choose their chosen family this time of year. And I think we're so lucky to live in a time where we have queer icons like yourself creating content for people who need it this time of year.
It is super important that we are aware that, you know, not everybody has legitimate blood-related family that supports them. And your chosen family is just as important. I have... Mm-hmm. people in my life that are my actual relatives that I interact with. Mm-hmm. And I'm so fortunate to have a small group of people that love me and support me that I do consider my family, that I know would be there if I needed them through anything. And I wanted to have a project that people can relate to that represents them, because there's very few holiday queer stories out there for people to enjoy. And I think if I had something like this whenever I was younger to enjoy, it would at least make me feel seen. And I think that's super important.
Yeah, it's really important. It's so exciting. I love Sister Mary Koontz. Did you get the tea on Koontz? Because I love this character, and I love that you're always so good at branding yourself, and you're so good at creating new content from this iconic character. Like, I can't wait to see what other characters show up inside of this.
Well, this is the Chronicles of Sister Mary Koontz. So the plan is to come out with more stories around the chronicles of this iconic, awful nun. And we'll see what other things that she gets into that are outside of the holiday season.
Ooh, as long as she's screaming silence, I'll be here for it. Wait, there's more stuff. You also have some amazing Christmassy merch you're selling. Is that right?
Yeah, so, you know, Sister Mary Koontz, you can actually buy her to put on your tree as an ornament.
Oh, I love that.
And it's such a cute ornament. We had a fabulous illustrator do all of the graphics for this book, and we took one of her illustrations of Sister Mary Koontz and created an ornament around it. Mm-hmm. And it's just fabulous. It's so fun. If you like interesting things for your Christmas tree, this is definitely a must-have, and it's a limited item that you can get on trinitythetuck.com. You can also get the book there as well.
Ooh, that's trinitythetuck.com?
Yes, that's trinitythetuck.com.
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you. What is the website?
Oh, if I didn't make it clear, it's trinitythetuck.com.
Period. Go to trinitythetuck.com. Yes, right the fuck now. What'd you say? I cut you off.
I said, my name is Andrew, because I'm here to make it clear. Yes. Go to trinitythetuck.com.
Absolutely. Iconic. Wait, okay, Trinity, let's talk a little bit more about you. Obviously, this is a Drag Race podcast. You are, and I like to call this segment blowing smoke, where I blow some smoke up your ass. And it's very deserved because you're one of the best. You're one of the best people at Drag Race. What does it feel like to be truly, this is no smoke being blown, one of the best people at the show Drag Race that's ever been on the show?
I really think Sharon Needles is doing a hex on me. She's so anti Christmas. She's like, this holiday season.
She'll do that. She'll use her Pittsburgh goth charm to do that. Tell me more. I just asked you that question. So illuminate us. What does it feel like to be so good at Drag Race?
You know, I think it feels correct. I am a very competitive person. I take a lot of pride in my drag, and I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you, and I'm going to win. And I do think, you know, yes, I am better. And so, you know, facts are facts, America. I have the most wins.
I love it. Because you do you hold the record for like the most maxi challenge wins or something, I think?
Yeah. Yes, of course. And false favorite, okay?
Period. Kind of period. Like,
now, I make that part up, but yeah, most wins.
You're in the pantheon. You've done the damn show three times. You've shown out every time. You impress people with the weird shit you can do. You really get the show. So season 16 was just announced, and let's pretend you could give the season 16 or season 17 girls some advice. What advice would you give these girls who are just getting into the show?
You know, from the most sincere part of my heart, every year we have a new group of girls, and I just, my best advice would be to quit drag.
Bye.
there's too many of you. Okay. We don't need any more. I don't care who you are. We don't need to quit. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. No, I think, the biggest thing is what everybody says. Don't read the comments, you know, get ready mentally for this roller coaster, because, you know, the fans are very passionate either way. They love you. They love you. And then they hate you. They hate you.
Passion. It's like a dom passion. Top that will not relent. They are passionate.
Yeah. And I will tell you, I'm going to pass along the best advice I've ever been given by RuGirl. And that was from Bianca Del Rio. When I first got off of season 9, she said, no matter what, take a picture with a fan. It doesn't matter if you look awful. Mm. It doesn't matter if you just got out of drag, if you don't have on lashes, whatever the thing may be, that fan, that might be the only time the fan will ever meet you. And who cares? Who cares if when is anybody else going to see that picture? But it totally will make their day. So if you have a fan and they're your fan and they're asking for an autograph or a picture, take the picture. Who cares? and you know, I've seen some comments from queens saying, "Oh, I'm not going to do that." But I think, you know, it's super important that we support those that support us.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I think that's fantastic. You make a great point that, I mean, if you have time for a picture, certainly the season 16 girls have time for a picture.
Absolutely. Don't be a diva.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Unless what?
Unless you win.
Unless you win, then you can be a bitch. But that is really, really good advice. I have to ask you, All-Star 7 happened. What a gag. What a goddamn gag. The first thing I have to say is I cannot believe the amount of clothes you girls brought and the amount of looks that got like 30 seconds of airtime when you were waiting to, when they were waiting to announce who won the challenge. Like how did you bring this much clothes to the show?
Well, they did tell us that we got 6 suitcases at 50 pounds each. Mm-hmm. And being a respectful professional entertainer, you knew I was going to bring 12. Okay. I 12, and they were not suitcases. They were those huge tubs that you get like Home Depot. Yeah. And I don't know how much they weighed. It was nowhere near 50 pounds. But when they come to pick me up, I was like, look, this is what I have. I'm bringing all of it or you're not getting me. And so they loaded me and that's what happened.
It's all winners. I feel like for all winners, it's like, come on, divas. Like, if do you want the show to be good, then let me bring my shit.
Yeah. Well, I think what it is they, you know, they don't want to be responsible for paying for more than 6 suitcases at 50 pounds each. So if you want to bring extra, you can bring extra, but you're going to be paying for it yourself, which I did anyway. I live in Florida. I shipped everything to LA, repacked it there just so I could make sure that I got everything there that I needed.
You have so many iconic looks. Is there one that's your absolute favorite?
One that is absolute favorite?
Like the purple, like your purple train comes to mind. Your vampire comes to mind. Your golden angel from All-Stars 4 comes to mind.
I mean, you're right. I have so many good, iconic looks. I think probably my favorite would be my red vinyl dress that I made on 7, or my purple dress. And the purple dress is iconic because I literally could not walk in it. It was so heavy.
it looked huge.
Dress that's ever been on the runway. Yeah. And I had to start on the runway. They had to put me in it on the runway because it wouldn't even fit through the door. And then so the illusion of that was I walked 3 steps forward. They had to come out.
That's so funny.
Had to turn me take another 3 steps forward, do the same thing, turn again, cut the cameras, shoot the 3 steps, and then the same thing coming from the back. So it was all, that was all like movie editing right there.
That's so funny.
And another tea, a lot of people don't know, the designer who created that purple dress delivered it to the hotel we were at, unfinished.
What?
The whole front of that dress was missing. I had to sew it myself in the hotel
before
we went and filmed.
Oh my God.
Talk about a hack.
Girl, the effort you put into this show, I don't know if it'll be matched by another queen. It's very impressive.
Well, thank you.
You gotta put, that's what they all say. You gotta put, I will beat you on some merch. I will beat you.
I think that's accurate.
I will beat you. I have another sassy, scintillating question, but first, silence, Trinity. I feel like taking a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Bring back my break. I'm here with Trinity the Tuck, holy shit. And I have a sassy question for you. That's tasteful. You've been on the show 3 times. I've always fantasized about a season of Drag Race where RuPaul invites her most deserving girls to compete for the chance to be the next RuPaul of RuPaul's Drag Race. Would you do such a season?
Absolutely. I think any chance to be on TV is a yes. Mm-hmm. You just go. It just revitalizes your image back into the spotlight with the fans, and any chance you get, go do it. So I would do many more seasons of Drag Race, but I would love to be the next RuPaul of RuPaul's Drag Race, but it would be hard because I know that they would have the likes of Bob, they would have the likes of Monet, Bianca, Jean. So, yeah. going into the next one, I usually try to play fair. This one would be a total showgirls moment. I'm talking about taking razor blades to everybody's garments. I'm talking about marbles on the stage. I'm talking about pink eye. Whatever I need to do to win, I would.
Because you're famous for kind of really for bringing the I want to compete with the best girl, that attitude. And that attitude's gone, you're saying.
Yeah, I've already done that three times. I'm done with that. This is a new era. It's going to be the next on RuPaul's Drag Race. It's going to be Trinity's villain era. I always said if I got on another season, I would love to come in and just like be a total bitch, flip a tape, workroom table, and get eliminated first. How iconic.
That would be really fun for us. I would be sad to see you go, but it would be great to do something that breaks the form. You know, that would be fucking cool. If you truly like on your first runway, just like truly take a hammer to one of their expensive cameras and truly ruin the show.
That'd
be iconic.
All of these artists are having things thrown at them on stage.
Oh my God.
Take one of my heels and just throw it at RuPaul's face. Can you imagine?
That would be such a gag. You think you've seen RuPaul blow up. Wait till we see that blow up. That would be fun.
Then I could be on the next season of House of Villains.
Yes. Are you watching House of Villains?
It's so good.
I love it. I'm sad Tiffany's gone. That's so stupid though.
I know. I think she had it in her contract though that she was like, I'm only going to do a couple of episodes.
Smart. I want Bobby to win.
Oh, fierce. Lip secrets.
So now one segment we do here on the pod is a segment called Fuck My Drag. You know, you are forced to talk about Drag Race and drag so goddamn much, and I'm sure you are exhausted. So this is a chance for us to talk to Trinity about something completely non-drag related that you love, like, or are obsessed with. What is there something that comes to mind, Trinity?
Yes. Okay. There's two things. I'm going to let you decide which one we talk about.
Okay. Zombies or what?
Zombies or books.
Zombies. I have to know why you love zombies. That's amazing.
So I've just always been obsessed with horror movies and zombies. And like, I would literally watch anything and everything to do with zombies.
Yes.
Even like the really bad zombie movies. And I'm just obsessed. I don't know. I feel like I would be such a fierce zombie drag queen.
And yes.
Who knows? Maybe that'll be a career choice in the future. He has an alter ego that's a zombie drag queen who goes on Dragula or something.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're headed to Dragula. I mean, they had one drag race diva in the past, but it sounds like you're headed to Dragula.
I love Dragula.
Mm.
I think it's such a fun departure from regular drag, that our traditional drag. And I think if I wouldn't have found pageant drag, I would have.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a question about zombies. Where do you stand on the fast v slow zombie debate? Fast or slow?
You know, I like both. I think that there's something iconic about this, like rabies style zombie, which is like, what is that movie that came out? It was low budget. 28 Days?
Yes.
So scary. Like that, because if that was to like actually happen, we all probably would die because they're so fast. But then, there's the traditional slow zombie is just so perfect. And it sounds more realistic because like as you die and you decay, you would be slower.
Right.
So,
you know what I hate? Did you see World War Z where the zombies start stacking on top of each other?
That is so scary.
Disgusting. So scary.
I hate it. But I love it. It's just so scary.
Right. Like they don't even care about their own health anymore. So like they're stacking on top of each other for the greater good. That's so nasty.
Yeah, you know, I heard that they were supposed to make a part two to that, but they ended up for some reason not. But what they are making a part two of is I Am Legendary.
Oh, okay. With Mrs. Will Smith, I'll smack you in the face, Smith.
Yes. And I think work. Michael B. Jordan is going to be in it.
Oh, work. That'll be great. That'll be horny.
I know. I mean, I would watch.
Oh, my God. I would watch him peel oranges for hours on end.
He can peel my orange.
Woo! Did you watch The Last of Us?
Yes. I love it. I'm telling you, anything zombie, I love. I mean, who would have thought an earthy zombie, a mushroom zombie?
Yes.
But it's very cool.
It's really fucking cool. And I love that they almost never say, I don't think they say zombie once. I think that was kind of, they were like on purpose trying to avoid that. But it's so good. It's so crazy. So many iconic scenes that make you cry, scream. It's everything. And of course, Pedro Pascal. Oh my God.
Just call me daddy. I mean, like I would like let him turn me into a zombie. For sure.
You, instead of I live, you would be like, I'm dead. Trinity.
I died.
I have to. So this next segment, you are such an icon on this podcast that sometimes we draft up Trinity the Tuck style jokes. Okay. Especially when you were on the show. So I'm going to run some by you. And if you think it's good, you can say you're either going to rate it with I live or I die. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Be honest with me. If this makes you laugh, say I live. If it's not for you, cut it. Say I die. Okay. Here we go. You can call me Visa, MasterCard, and Discover because this plastic is accepted everywhere.
I live.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the next one. Girl, I got so many plastic parts in my body. When I fill out the census, I mark my gender as Ziploc.
Oh, I died.
Thank you. Here we go. I'm such a pumped up balloon. My blood tops helium.
I live. That's kind of funny. I like that.
Okay.
I love the dad joke. You know, a good dad joke will always get me.
Good. You're in for a few more. I'm rubber and you're glue. That's it. I'm Trinity.
That is stupid and doesn't make any sense. And I live.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being honest with me. Okay, here we go. I think we have one or two more. Okay, honey, I'm so plastic that when I go to Starbucks, I order a venti saline with a shot of Restylane.
Oh, that's
you died.
That's no, I died. I died. I know.
You died. You
I die.
Okay, good. Here's one more. Girl, I can't even give blood no more. Last time I went to the doctor, he told me my blood type was cellophane.
No, this is bad. That's bad. I died. I'm really deceased.
Okay, good. Here's the last one. I'm going to see if I can get you back. I got so much rubber in my body that when I get a flat tire, I use my ass as the spare.
No,
I think lost
this,
you.
This was like a roller coaster that was like going up and it was so good. And then all of a sudden it just went off the track and then just like, it just took a turn for the worst.
I'll take it. You know, the fact that I got to tell you my crunchy Trinity the Tuck jokes, it's all I can ask for. It's really my honor. Okay. We're about
and
to
it's
wrap.
It's all I could ask for.
It's all I could ask for. We're almost done, but really
it's
quick.
It's all I could ask for.
All I could ask for. We're almost done, but really quickly, we're going to come right back after this break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. We're back with Trinity the Tuck. So gagged to have you on. Remind us one more time where we can get into Trinity Ruins Christmas.
Well, you can definitely buy the book as well as the Sister Mary Koontz ornament at trinitythetuck.com. And then you can listen to the musical version of the book on any of your streaming platforms that's your favorite. I prefer Spotify, but if you don't have Spotify, any of the other ones, Apple Music, or Pandora, anything like that, you can listen to as well.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first. Trinity, before I let you go, I have to know, now that you've already been crowned, you're an all-winner, you're a legend, are you still in the tuck game? Or are you finally giving it some room to breathe?
No, at this point, there's so many calluses. I just got to keep going, okay? Maybe in a couple of years, I'll just have it replaced.
And I also want to know for the holidays, have it replaced. Wait, I kind of want, that sounds fun to me, just to get a penis replacement. That sounds fun as hell. Why not?
Why not?
Why the hell not? When they perfect that technology, I'll be in line for sure.
Well, I don't know how to take that. I don't know how reason why you would want to have yours replaced, but
that's a good point. You know, I always talk, I compare my penis to a Honda Accord. It's fine.
Why do you say that? Because a lot of people have been in it, or
it's very popular. It's a very popular car.
A lot of people have ridden that ride.
It's a very popular car. A lot of people have ridden it. It's dependable. I'll tell you what, it's dependable. And for some people, it's enough. And for some people, not big enough.
Oh, well, we love the honesty, okay?
Look, that's what we live for on this podcast. I am not ashamed to say she's the Honda Accord of penises. What is a holiday tradition that you think needs to get the chop? I said candy canes are done. I'm done with candy canes. Sorry. What's a holiday thing, food, song, or movie that is done for you?
a holiday thing that those inflatable decorations that you would have in your yard. I hate them. I think they're awful. But the reason why they're awful is because, one, they're obnoxious, but two, during the day, they're not inflated. So it looks like a bunch of trash bags in your lawn. And like, I'm like, what? This is literally a waste because it inflates at night when you turn on your thing. So people are going to see it for like an hour of the day.
Yeah. Inflated,
and the rest of the time, it's just like this deflated, flaccid thing on your lawn. No one likes anything flaccid.
It's not even giving Honda Accord. It's giving Mini Cooper.
Yeah, I would say, like a tricycle.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. I haven't heard that one yet. That's very, very good, Trin. You heard it here first, bitches. Remind us again where we can find you, Trinity, and where we can find Trinity Ruins Christmas before we say goodbye.
Well, at this point, if you don't know my name, why are you listening? And it's just my name, trinitythetuck.com. And then you can follow me on all of my social medias at trinitythetuck.
Amazing. Get Trinity Ruins Christmas. There's a physical book. You can listen to it on Spotify. And you got to go get the accompanying ornaments at trinitythetuck.com.
Yes, please.
Yes. Trinity, holy shit. Thank you so much for being here. We continue to stan. We fucking love seeing you on our screens, and we can't wait to see you continue to thrive for the next 8 decades.
Well, I appreciate it. By then, I will have several facelifts and probably a couple of butt lifts too.
Oh, bitch, I love it. How do you get in touch with Cher's person? Whoever that
is. I don't know.
Right?
She's so old. She's probably had several people, okay? That she has probably a whole team.
I want to know who she's going to for her degolletage doctor, because I feel like that's a really incriminating area. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, but what country?
I know. We'll never know. DJ, play me a Christmas song. Well, that's it for us. Trinity, you're iconic. Till next time, let the music play.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Trin.
Was a HeadGum original.